is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Occitane, France, Côte-sur-Ciel. Simon Constable, for Barron's and Time and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications, observing the United Kingdom in crisis. The first crisis is all Europe. The report is there's the word sabotage is being associated with the disruption, if that's what it is, of Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2. The visible evidence is what appears to be natural gas bubbling to the surface in the North Sea. This, of course, raises the question of energy resources for winter. There is not adequate for all of Europe and for the United Kingdom. This translates into trouble. Simon, your piece in Time magazine identifies the new Truss government as confronting the energy shortfall, which will translate into very high electricity rates. The translation includes the future as well. What is the Truss intention about energy resources going forward, given that what we have now is a crisis that's going to last for several years and perhaps the balance of the century? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening to you, John. Well, for the first time in, I think, forever, Britain is actually grappling with the idea of having an energy policy, you know, how we're going to get energy and what we're going to do and all the rest of it, which is quite radical when you think about it, because we probably should have had something like that, you know, decades ago, but we haven't. So her idea is to lift the regulations on stuff that are unnecessary and actually getting in the way. So the most obvious one is the rules that were there against hydraulic fracturing, which is commonly known as fracking, to get natural gas out of the ground. She wants to offer new permits for companies to go into the North Sea and drill out oil and natural gas. There is a lot of it there. Certainly there's enough to make a difference. And at the moment, anything would make a difference. And she also wants to get going on every other form of energy as well. Again, lift regulations, lower taxes, particularly, you know, individual taxes at the higher rate and all the rest of it, to encourage investment in these new projects from both domestic sources and from international sources. It makes a lot of sense, certainly, to do that rather than saying no to everything. And certainly a lot of other countries are saying no to nuclear and no to this and no to that and no to the other. I think we've got to be in a yes period now. Otherwise, people are going to freeze to death.
The ambition here is to right the ship during this crisis period. However, I recall, Simon, that the details that in the year 2000, 22 years ago, the North Sea was providing 3 million barrels a day of crude. Now the number is 1 million barrels a day. What is the cultural opinion of reawakening the North Sea field for whatever it can provide? Is the country understanding that this needs to be done, or is there still an adamant rejection of the North Sea?
Well, the people I've spoken with, and it was a shock to me when I spoke with quite a large number of people, when I said we really need to drill a lot more, drill for oil, drill for gas, and the reaction is, but that'll ruin the environment. And, you know, I understand that point of view, but in this case, I'm thinking we need heat, otherwise Granny and Grandpa and anyone who's frail is going to freeze. And I'm really shocked by that. So yes, to your question, is there really is resistance to this, and I think it's going to take some hard headed people like the new Prime Minister Liz Truss to get this through and just get it going.
And also the concern about how the government is going to deal with these rates. You say that some people are projecting could top £6,000 for the year. The subsidies, are they going through, and are they adequate or controversial?
So what they're going to put through, and I'm sure this will happen, is that electricity bills will be, or energy bills will be, capped at £2,500 a year, an annual rate of £2,500, rather than the 6,000, which was possibly an exaggeration, shall we say, by some news sources. But that certainly was out there, and the government will make up the difference. So if energy prices come down quite a bit, then the subsidy from the government will come down as well. The issue is that the government will have to borrow to make that cap work, because certainly the energy companies aren't going to pay for it out of their own pocket.
Now taxes. Bank of England warns of risk to UK financial stability as it intervenes in gilt market. That's the Financial Times reporting, the pink newspaper. The London Telegraph, associated with the Conservatives, the Tories. IMF urges trust to reverse top tax cut rate in rare intervention. Highly unusual move by world's lender of last resort, condemned by senior Tories. Simon, tax cuts are very popular in the United States. Are they not popular in the United Kingdom?
Well, they should be popular. They certainly were popular under Margaret Thatcher. The top rate of tax is currently 45%, and then you pay the equivalent of Social Security on top of that. So very high earners are going to be paying more than half their income in taxes to the government. So getting rid of that is probably good, because I don't know about you, but when it's more than half, it feels like, I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. I think it's also, a good way to get people, brainy people, to come to Britain and say, okay, this isn't such a harsh tax rate at all. I can live with that. So taking it down to 40%, the 40% will be the top rate for anyone in the UK. That would be very good, I think, and it should be popular. Certainly, a lot of people in England are very aspirational. They want to get to be in the highest rate of taxes, because that will mean they're earning quite a lot of money. And if that's 40%, I think that will be great. And it tends to unleash, like Art Laffer said, when you cut taxes a bit, it tends to unleash a lot more activity in the economy. And so you end up getting more income for the government than you would otherwise.
Well, help me, Simon. It's supply side economics. We've known about it for decades here, and it works fine. But to read the newspapers and the headlines and the shock in the United Kingdom, you think it was the devil's brew. So is this politics? Is this labor? Is this something to do with the confidence in the trust government? How do you interpret this excitement?
Well, I interpret this basically as a problem in the economics community. There are economists that use equations all the time to make forecasts and say, this is how the economy works. And then there are other economists who look at the practical impact of making policy changes. And I think supply side comes into that. It's more like applied economics, which I think tends to work a lot more. So if you do this, then this historically has happened. So if you do supply side economics, which tends to be high interest rates to crush inflation, plus reducing taxes and reducing regulations, then you tend to see the economy grow. We've seen this happen in the UK and in America, and it was worked very well indeed. And I think it will work very well again. The problem is that a vast portion of the economics community don't see it that way. They see it in a very different sort of textbook way. I tend to be on the supply side of things, because I do think it will unleash, an amazing amount of productivity and entrepreneurship in the whole of the UK, as it did in the US. I mean, the 80s really boomed, and it went on through the 90s too. It's incredible.
And the final 30 seconds, Simon, you are in Occitane in the south of France. Is it as perfect as the storybooks tell us, Simon? 30 seconds.
Oh yes, it is completely as perfect as hell it is. It's raining this week, and we need that, because it's been very, very dry. It's been a nasty drought. I'm loving it. I'm loving the croissants, the chocolatines, the café crème, or the grand café crème in my case. Absolutely loving it here. Beautiful views, nice people.
And they're quite accepting of your Englishman's French, unlike, say, the Parisians, who were disdainful of my American French 40 years ago. Is that correct, Simon?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. They're very forgiving of me.
Simon Constable, writing at Time Magazine about the excitement in the United Kingdom during the Ukraine crisis. I'm John Bachelor.